Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's Thursday, 4 p.m. And that's right, it's time for Johnny and Inel Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Are you done?
I know. I just went through the... I nearly went through all of them, actually, but I missed out this one. I'm the world's
greatest. Should have been that's just saved for special occasions.
Yeah, every now and then.
Oh, gosh. It's good to be here again. It's Thursday, 4 o'clock, man.
It is.
It's that time.
It is. It is. And it is Live and Loud with Johnny and I now. So.
It is. We're going to be taking you guys all the way through to 6 p.m. with some wickedness, man.
Yeah, some fantastic stuff. How are you doing anyway, I now?
Yeah, not bad. I picked up Fallout on my Xbox the other day. My little brother did. I just borrowed it off of him. Pretty good. This is, for those that don't know, it's like it's a game set in a post-nuclear war, and you went down in a vault and you got frozen for 200 years. And then as you woke up, someone teethed your baby.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Deep.
Is that you, a man or a woman?
You can choose. I'm a man, though.
Right, you're the father of the baby that's been stolen. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Good stuff. I've done nowhere near as exciting things, even in game form. Although, I have managed to win gold medals on all the Mario Kart levels.
Oh, you've been on the Mario Kart Wii, yeah?
Yeah, it got dug out this week, and I've kind of been a bit obsessed with it, to be honest. I've not been able to put it down. Yeah, I've had serious stuff to do, and I've quickly thrown it to the side.
People have lost friendships over that game, you know.
The Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I was laying into my mate last night about it, to be fair. To be honest, playing computer games is not worth it unless you're going to have some psychological warfare.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the trash talking.
It's all about the text messages once they've gone to bed.
Waking them up at 1 a.m.
Absolutely. People are in bed and then they're getting blip, 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 blip. Don't worry about it. I still think you're a top racer.
Psychological games.
Absolutely.
24 hours a day when they're at work.
Absolutely.
I know you're in a meeting.
Well, my mate Joe from South East London, he didn't even manage to beat the computer characters, so I've been winding up saying he's not as good as Bowser and Peach, and he can handle it. He's been freaking out. So, yeah, that's what's been going on in our house. It's been quite fearsome rivalry.
Mm.
It's not good enough unless you get a little bit of rivalry and stuff. So
yeah, it's healthy. It's healthy for relationships like that.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You can settle a lot of disputes with a bit of Mario Kart on the way, I reckon, or whatnot.
Whose baby is it? Well, there's only one way to solve this.
Yeah, it's the new Jeremy Kyle. Give you a lap on mushroom cup and see what happens.
I just want a DNA test. I said a lap on mushroom cup.
If I win, it ain't mine. I'll lead a shell. I'll raise him.
Only because you're at that funder. Only just.
Yeah, so that's basically what's been going on.
I wonder how our listeners are doing.
Yeah.
What's things been going for you guys? Eh? What's been happening? Let us know.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you, as we do every single week.
That's right.
Because your comments have been getting better and better every week.
They are, you know. We're getting some wicked emails come through. So if you've got a wicked email, send it through johnny9l@fubarradio.com.
Do you know what? They can also tweet us.
Is it?
At Johnny and INL or at FUBAR Radio and see what happens there. But obviously...
Pick your poison.
Yeah. They might prefer to email because they can be a little bit more anonymous that way. Because we also, INL, want to hear their lend an ear problems.
Oh, yes, we do.
Absolutely. Later in the show, we'll run through what's coming up. But in general, we do want to hear your lend an ear problems, which are there every week. It's a big part of the show.
Because we're better than, like, your best friends, basically.
Absolutely.
Better than talking to your best friends. Talk to us.
Yeah, guaranteed advice. In fact, let's just run through what's coming up on the show, shall we? Rather than doing it out of order and all that.
Well, just before lending there, we got what's trending.
That's absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. That's where we talk about what's been going on, what's been being discussed in the worlds of social media. Mm-hmm. It's been getting people's tongues wagging, chins wagging, and all that.
It changes wagging. Every week. It changes every week.
A lot of
you're
wagging.
You're making your satins wagging. That's
what. Yeah, yeah. My own little sayings. And as we said, after what's trending, we are definitely going on to Lendon Ear section. That's where mm-hmm. we listen to your problems, guys. Your problems, and we come up with 100% foolproof advice, which is just guaranteed to work.
That's so generous of us, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this stuff is like, you know, high quality advice that you really should pay for. Mm, but
some people pay big money for that, you know.
They do.
Big,
they do.
Big money.
Big money. But we're actually doing it for free. So
price of an email, is that
right? Yeah, exactly. But that's what we're about because we. I don't have. We do it for, the love.
I thought you were going to say exposure.
Yeah. That as well.
We do it for the exposure.
Yeah. We do it to make ourselves look good. we do want to hear your problems. Get them sent in, guys. Obviously, we've got some in already, but we want to hear yours because we have a little A&E section off on the hoof.
That's
advice.
Right. And then after that, we're going to be doing our famous Blast from the Past section.
Absolutely, blast from the past.
That's right. That's where me and Johnny take a buzzword and then we reminisce about what that word means to us. And then we also play a track to go along with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this week's buzzword, I know, is swimming.
Swimming.
Or water. Swimming, watery
swimming.
Kind of. Absolutely.
Oh, I've got some stories for this one.
Yeah, I've got a couple myself. Definitely.
If you got a story as well, then send us your story that the buzzword reminds you of. Swimming. What does it mean to you? Send it in, Johnny and I. At foobarradio.com.
Very much so. And we'll also be wrapping up with our spoilers on screen section later.
Oh, gosh!
Yeah, we're quite, anyone who listens to the show will know we're pretty obsessed with The Walking Dead at the moment.
Oh,
it's just going off every week.
It's another good. I was literally watching this episode, and in every 5 minutes, I was saying, that person needs to die.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He needs to go. She needs to go.
Just start serving them up now, definitely. Yeah. But
I'm getting sick of a lot of the characters that are on there. And there's a lot of side characters. I don't even know their names. That they just need to go.
Yeah.
I don't even know your name. Go.
You ain't pulling your weight. Yeah. You need a zombie bite to the neck. That's it. apart from that, we're also going to be playing the biggest, baddest tunes this side of Albuquerque. Boom. Yeah, they're going to absolutely be jumping off today, to be fair.
Yes. And we got a nice selection of tunes for you guys today, man.
Well, we're quite well renowned for our wonderful choice of music, actually. Some really fantastic tunes in the past, but today's ones will not be letting down either. Do you know what, Arnel? We've had our first email of the day.
Oh, someone's going early.
We're just waiting there.
Get
like
out
5 minutes
in. I want to get in touch.
And I'll tell you, the name's Morris as well.
How's it going?
So, email, ham. Have you ever tried ham hock or a lamb shank? Would you rather hock a ham or shank a lamb? From Morris.
I've only ever had a shank. I've never had a hock. What's a hock?
It's a ham hock. I guess it's just a slab of pork. Pretty much, it's that kind of thing.
Slab of pork.
Yeah, I've definitely had a lamb shank, and I'd rather shank a lamb as well. Yeah, I don't know how you'd hock a ham, but it doesn't sound good. That sounds like David Cameron's pastime. So I'll probably go for the shank lambs. Yeah,
Cameron's all over that hock.
You want the lamb shank?
Yeah, I love a bit of lamb, man.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Ears higher. Would any of you actually lend me an ear? For real, I fancy a new one. That's Pete in Stockwell, explaining that he's a psychopath who wants body parts sent to him through the post.
With some fava beans. And a nice Chianti.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure Pete's on his own before he goes out hunting tonight. And I won't be lending you one of my ears, because I won't get it back, will I, Pete? Let's be honest.
Or shall we call him Lecter?
Yeah, Pete Lecter in Stockwell. washing up. I bloody love Thursday's Johnny and I Nell time.
Hooray!
We used to solve who was doing the washing up by a four-player decathlon on London 2012 on the 360.
Yes!
Love the show, Liam in London. Absolutely,
well
Liam.
Well done, Liam.
Like that a lot. We used to settle a lot of stuff in our house playing games.
What, household chores?
Well, we had... right, we
before we did the chores, we got to sit down and play.
we got this game that we play, card game in my family called A-Hole. Try not to swear there. But basically, you play it through and you can get four different positions. Like, it's like God, King, and then some other thing, and then A-Hole's the bottom one. And basically, wherever you finish in the game, I can't explain all the rules now, but whatever like position you finish, in our house, we used to say that you can dictate to the other people below you. So if you're God, you can be like, I want a cup of tea and I want it now. Go, and then have to do it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it got pretty vicious in our house, to be fair.
I'm pretty certain that's not the official rules either.
It's not the official rules. It's not the official
rules. Why does it say that in the instruction manual?
You should see us play Monopoly, though. It's absolutely outrageous. We start going on really sick, making outrageous deals off the table.
People love to change up the rules of Monopoly. It's crazy.
Big time. But I did mention earlier, I know, we've got some absolutely banging tunes.
Yeah, we do.
I think it's time we start with one.
Ooh, don't just tease them, man.
No. I'll crack it on. Now, do you know what? This song is a little bit commercial. It's definitely jumping off right now, but I've got to play it. There's no other way to say it. I've got to play it because I'm just really liking it. And I saw a Wicked Cat video with this week.
It's gone, like, viral through the music videos, man. It's the music video has just made it just...
Yeah, took it to a new level. Yes. But we'll take enough teasing. This guy's is Drake Hotline Bling.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Night when you need my love, and I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself, nah. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. ain't no win that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
when you need my love, call me on my cell phone. Digging that, and wait. Oh, it's going off. Big fans of that, guys. Really big fans of that. That is Hotline Bling.
That
everyone
was a great
probably
song. I love that.
They all probably know it already. All probably heard it, but it is an absolute banger.
So catchy. So catchy. So easy to sing along to as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got two words in it. Hotline Bling.
My mum loves it. It's one of those slurry words. Once just you don't even know what you say, just slur it.
My mum will be listening in, so I'm sure she's become a big fan of that as well. Let us know, won't you, Claire? Yeah, if you're on the Hotline Bling. So, yeah, that is Hotline Bling. And there is a video, if you haven't seen it, it's gone viral, but there's a cat with a Japanese dude, and it's just hilarious. I just can't get enough of the video. But I've watched it about 10 times in a day. So that's going on.
I like that one. I like the one with the Wii racket where he's just hitting it with a Wii. And he's scoring points in Wii tennis.
No, they've put a lightsaber in his hand a few times. Oh,
so many good ones. So many good ones.
Absolutely. Well, it's time.
Oh.
A couple more emails come through. One of them related to ham hock. A ham hock, or pork knuckle, is the joint between the tibia, fibula, and metatarsals of the foot, where the foot was attached to the hog's leg. It is the portion of the leg that is neither part of the ham proper, nor the foot or ankle, but rather the extreme shank end of the leg bone. Tom in Putney. Thank you very much, Tom.
But Tom, I want to know, is it delicious or not? That's what I want to know.
I want to know why Tom has been so quick to jump on Wikipedia again. I'll sort this out. Here you go.
What's the email address again? JohnnyAndIKnow@foodbarradio.com. Okay.
This show's going to come to a complete standstill otherwise, unless we clear this one up. Ham hock or pork knuckle?
They're not going to be able to progress.
They don't realise it's a pork knuckle. It's really going to be able to stand still. No, we like that a lot, Tom, in Putney. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's going to be sitting there all chuffed with himself going, educating these fools again.
Kept the show running.
Exactly. Danger averted, guys.
That's pretty good, though. I like the fact that we had a question and it was answered within
the space
of a song.
Absolutely. Tom in Putney's just sorting
on it.
The next time we have a question, Tom in Putney, in the next 2 hours, we need you to clear it up straight away.
That's
okay?
Right.
Nice one. From now on, if there are any issues, that's a question for Tom in Putney.
That's
brilliant.
Right.
Stuff. Reckon you lads would survive in The Walking Dead.
Thank you.
If not, what series would you have died in? Lee and Clapham.
I probably would have went out in a prison, you know.
What, Prison Break?
Yeah. Season 3, I think that was.
Yeah. So you reckon you survive in a zombie apocalypse, but you wouldn't make it through Belmarsh? Interesting. getting weekly visits from your mum. I'm not going to survive in here.
I can't take it. It's an emotional roller coaster.
They're telling me when I've got to go to bed. Give me the zombies any day. cool. Okay. Once again, you're getting insights into Arnell's world. I don't know what I would. Maybe not survive. I probably wouldn't survive in either Lost, because there's polar bears running around an island and a plane crash.
They just never explained that, did they?
No, there was a lot of nonsense going on, to be fair. Even if it is purgatory, why is there polar bears there? What are they meant to be?
Hey?
Yeah? Sort it out. J.J. Abrams, what? You're doing Star Wars? You're having a laugh.
Yeah. There better not be no polar bears.
Exactly. That's the last time you used one of them.
You put that saber down.
It doesn't make sense that a polar bear's eating the Yoda. What are you talking about? I reckon. So Lost and Prison Break. There we go. Paul, afternoon. Why the hell did you have to wear PJs in a pool to collect a rubber brick at the bottom? Who has ever been in that scenario. Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. H from Lincoln.
That's right. And that's related to our buzzword. Thank you very much. But I never understood that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think they were preparing you for if you're ever in a plane crash, and because everyone would survive and still have all their limbs, of course, and you'd probably be changing into your pyjamas at that point, and that black box that was going to leak out of the plane was obviously starting to sink, and you go, well, it's lucky I was training at 12 years old for this exact situation.
I've been here before. Getting deja vu.
I don't know why I didn't panic. Probably because I was doing it in the deep end at my local.
And as soon as you recover that black box, we'll be taking that.
Well, more to a point, you're looking around going, hold up, there weren't any sharks in the paddling pool I was trailing. Oh, dear.
That was old people wetting themselves up. Definitely that.
Yes, there were. I remember doing that test as well. I did pass it eventually.
I didn't get to that stage. I wasn't a good enough swimmer to get to that point.
No, you were the one standing up in the shallow end.
I was.
I can't touch the bottom. I can't touch the bottom.
I was that kid in the warm pool.
Wasn't warm before you got in as well. The warm yellow pool.
Hey, come in this one, guys. It's nice and warm.
You're all right, I know. You're all right.
Nah, we'll stay on this end. Hey, I can hear the producers laughing.
Nice, okay, right. Beef eater. I'd like to be a beef eater, and I'm a lady. How can I do this, please? Pamela in England. Oh, I think that might even be our... Is that a problem? That's a problem, isn't it? She wants to be a beef eater, and she's a lady. Hmm, well.
That is one of the few jobs that it's male only, isn't it?
Oh, is it official that that's the case?
I think so. I don't think I've ever...
Let's
ask Tom.
Yeah,
Tom.
Tom from Putney.
Get
on your Wikipedia, sort it out, we need to know.
Exactly. I was just about to Google it myself, but I realised we've got Tom.
We got Tom. Pamela, we're going to get back to you. We want to just clear that up, that it's official. Tom from Putney. If not, if you want to be a beef eater, you could always order the steak.
I think you pressed the wrong button, mate. I think it was to say you're just a friend, man.
Yeah. it was a bad one. I'll apologise now. Sorry, guys. Oh. Got a few emails coming through here. It's good. Polk, good day. Someone asked me if I fancy a knuckle sandwich. What are the ingredients for that, please? I don't like mustard or mayonnaise. Big Tex. I swear that last bit of information has just been annexed on at the end. I don't think mayonnaise or mustard are necessary in the knuckle sandwich.
Probably a sovereign ring or something.
Yeah, exactly. You're more likely to get that. Just muck under the fingernails. obviously it's a ham hock sandwich now, isn't it? Ooh. That's probably what they were talking about with the knuckle sandwich. We'd like to, although in our What's Trending, something remotely related to that might come up anyway, so we'll move on from that one text.
Oh, it's all coming back.
It's all coming together. There's going to be callbacks galore today, guys.
Oh, I tell you.
Last one. Tinder. Johnny, Tinder up, but Johnny, Tinder update? ? How do you feel about Superlike business? Load of old tripe, in my opinion. And that's Lee from Finsbury. I'm getting disillusioned, Lee. I really am getting disillusioned. There's a lot of people looking for pen pals on there. Not my thing. looking for some real life interactions. Thank you. Stop time wasting. In terms of super likes, that is another thing which is about to come up in what we're about to talk about. Because I know we're into our What's Trending section.
Yay! What's Trending? Where we talk about all the things that have been trending this week and what you guys have been talking about.
Absolutely. That was said succinctly. So well done. Well done there. So first up, I know, in the What's Trending is the fact that there has been a man who has been caught on CCTV in a store pleasuring himself over the PlayStation 4s. Okay, not the things that are being shown on screen, just literally over the consoles. So the video shows a couple of guys, like, they're standing nearby to him who don't realise what's happening. They turn around, realise the carnage next to him, run away, literally run away.
You have to.
They run away.
You have to. You go, I can't associate myself with this person.
There's a man with his pants down doing things, and they run and tell someone. The store clerk comes and has a word with him, and he's literally like, what the hell's going on? The guy pulls his pants up and leaves the store, but it's been put out. I mean, I've got to say, like, to start, I don't want to judge, like, because I have been very keen over some of the new consoles that I've had.
Oh, how keen are we talking?
Well, I mean, I've always stopped.
Where were you on November the 2nd?
I don't mind what business you do, just keep it behind closed doors, okay? If that's your behaviour, fair enough. But I can't challenge him on that, but it's the public. Come on, what you do? No,
I'd hate to be that store clerk that has to go up to the guy and says to tell him to put it away. You don't want to be that guy to have to come up because you don't know what's going to happen. You could get there at the wrong time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Him just going, oh please, I'm finishing up. No, absolutely.
Stop staring at me. Stop staring.
It's absolutely a disgraceful stuff. It really is. I mean,
he did look dodgy though because he had like a big coat on and a beanie hat and he's just standing there like no bags or anything. He's like, what are you doing in the store, mate?
I know. I mean, the thing is, he's probably got himself a PS3 at home that he's had to break up with as well. Playing in bed with his PlayStation 3 going, I'm going to call it a day. I think I can do better than you. To be fair, I'm going down the store now, yeah, to see what I can buy, what I can get my hands on.
I don't need to be listening to you. Your loading times are way too long.
Exactly. This geezer is walking around Curry's and Comet like it's a strip club.
Making it rain.
Making it rain. Sticking dollar bills in the disc drive. Yeah, baby. I'm coming back for you.
Think of that as a deposit.
Plenty more where that came from. Absolutely outrageous. Outrageous. But this is what I was thinking about this earlier. Let's go deep on this, right? Let's go real deep on this. And could this be a kind of symptomatic of the kind of consumer culture that we live in now, where there are actually humans developing attractions to consumer items and technology in the way that we used to with other humans and people?
I'm inclined to say yes, because I think about like when a new console is launched and stuff, and the lengths people go to and stuff. Like some people, they wait outside like for 2 days straight, like outside the shop to go and buy one. Some people, like when they can't get one, they go on to like places like eBay and stuff and play like double and triple the price and stuff like that. Like people are getting obsessed over tech and
absolutely
stuff like that. So,
so much so, this guy is not—he's not even, the thing is—he's not even gone in and started playing on it. You know what I mean? He's gone in, looked at the PlayStation and started playing with his own joystick.
Hey, look, just don't touch. Yes, we got rules here.
Gonna have to get.
Hey, I'm abiding by the rules.
You're going to have to get a protective screen in front of the PS4 just to stop contaminating the splash zone. Oh, dear. Outrageous. But
I wonder what the PlayStations are saying to like the Xbox. Like, I guess you guys don't get that sort of protection.
Yeah, that's just us at the moment. Yes, really, it's just us. But, I mean, genuinely, this guy is now, I guess, developing relationships with his technology now. Certainly taking it down a completely different route in public. But I wonder what this guy's dating profile's actually looking like as well. You know, whether it's tall white male seeking slim black machine capable of playing fourth generation games for casual nights in and possibly
the options for
I wouldn't rule anything out at this stage. Just outrageous.
Up for 16 players plus.
Must have internet capability. Honest man seeking. No,
we're not going to relationship.
It's new levels, mate. It's new levels. The world's gone nuts. I'm thinking that more and more now, some of the things I'm hearing. Absolutely. Yeah. The world has gone insane.
When I first heard it, I thought it was like maybe a stitch-up from like Microsoft or something, trying to oh, yeah, they're doing well, are they? Let's give them some bad press.
I don't even know if that's...
Let's send a masturbator in.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if that's bad press for Sony. I'm sure they're not going... I'm sure they can't be going, we've been accused of making our consoles too sexy.
We're going to have to tone it down.
Apparently our machines are too curvy. They're leading the lads on.
We're going to have to take out the flesh and blue light.
Apparently the PS4's been called a tease. Absolutely outrageous. No, lad, you're meant to put your memory cards in that slot. Outrageous. So, that's it.
Oh, no. I mean, that memory card line, isn't it?
So that is the first thing that's been trending this week, yeah. I know.
I've got tears wise there.
Do you know what else has been trending?
Oh, there's been a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was the James... James Kingston, he went up the Eiffel Tower, didn't he? Like, unaided. I thought that was, like... Because I swear, wasn't there, like, a film about the guy who did that in... who did a similar thing about skywalking buildings?
Oh, yeah, in America between... Yeah. And they made a movie out of it, haven't they? Like, not just a documentary.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, so one of the actors. But so basically, this guy's a free runner, James Kingston, and he's posted a video online of himself climbing the Eiffel Tower. No safety ropes. He's just essentially waited to the middle of the night, ran at the Eiffel Tower and just started climbing up it.
It's nuts. Like, we'll try and tweet the video out if you haven't seen it, but it's the way he does it. I'm starting to think that humans are really kind of being capable of things that I didn't think they'd be able to do. Like the stuff I'm seeing on, like, videos and YouTube and stuff like that. And it's like, whoa. There's, like, that video of that guy, that parkour guy who's just, like, flips, like, he does, like, 3 backflips and then he takes his clothes off while he's backflipping.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And by the time he's finished all the flips, he's just on his boxes. I'm what?
No, that is sick.
How are you doing stuff like that? How are you undressing while flipping around?
Absolutely. I mean, it's astonishing. So this guy also did a documentary on Channel 4 and he was dealing with other, like... Because basically this is a kind of trend of a lot of these free runners who are climbing buildings. Mm. They're doing handstands on the edge of buildings. They're, like, hanging off of cranes and stuff. He got particularly famous for doing a massive crane. He's gone over the Wembley Arch and stuff like that. And they did a documentary on Channel 4 about it because he went to the Ukraine. Apparently, it's really big out there. But a couple of people have slipped.
I've seen that one. Yeah, because they have the GoPros on their heads, and so you can see everything that they're seeing pretty much. And I don't know how people don't get, like, vertigo and stuff like that, even that high.
Yeah, I get vertigo. I get vertigo in my front room, to be fair, like, just watching this stuff.
Looking down at the carpet, oh, God.
Exactly. I've got to calm down. But so he actually said, this guy says he's scared of heights as well, which is the reason why he does it, because he's doing it to conquer his fears, which I can understand. Like, you remember when I told you I went bungee jumping and skydiving? Yeah. Like, I get massive vertigo. I can't stand heights, but I forced myself to do it to feel like I could do anything. Because if I'm that scared of that, then I can do anything, you know what I mean? And so I can appreciate that, but... He's taking liberties.
Like, because he was up there for quite a few hours, wasn't he? He was up there for a while, just perusing the landscape, just like.
But this is the thing as well, right? This is the thing. So then, this is not like completely legal what they're doing.
No insurance company's going to insure him.
Exactly. So, like, the people at the Eiffel Tower, they've got security guards going up the Eiffel Tower looking for them because they've seen them from the outside. Mm. So if they're looking for them to catch them and throw them, not throw them off, but like get them out the Eiffel Tower and stop them, kind of thing. And all of these kind of climbs that this guy does often end, well, they almost always end by being arrested. If they get caught, they get arrested and slammed up. And this guy, this was no different. He ended up doing 6 hours in a police cell afterwards. And my thing is, like, what kind of, I don't know, like, is that the right kind of climax? If you've had that much exhilaration and stuff, then you end up in a police cell.
Banged up.
You know, in the next cell, there's some geezer who's got a bit kinky of a PlayStation, and you're just thinking,
what are you in for?
Yeah, I shouldn't be here anymore. You know.
Couldn't find a player too.
Yeah. But to be fair, like, at least he's doing stuff, but
I don't know, like, but at the same time I think it's like a rush, because it's the same with like protesters and stuff like that, where some of them, where they kind of break into buildings and then they kind of do like stakeouts almost in order to protest, and at the end of it it's inevitable that they're either going to get arrested or they're going to peg it out like a side window and then hopefully escape.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I mean, I'd have fear, like, sometimes I just get cramp in my hands. You know what I mean? Like, I am not climbing. I'm not going up there hanging on one hand.
You're going to arrest me, guys. Got pins and needles. You're not going to believe this.
I'm not worried about getting cramp in the cell right now. When I'm hanging off of the Eiffel Tower, man. When I'm hanging off one-handed, oh, no. You know.
I'm just hoping it's like just a naughty gust of wind and then that's it.
The gust of wind.
It's game over.
People have been blown off viewing towers. Oh, like, God. You know what I mean? Just like behind like protective screen and like a weird gust of wind just takes them over the edge. That's why I freak out, because I know it can happen.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It can happen to the best of us.
It can happen to the best of us.
It happens to me on holiday.
And you can you can keep trying to make yourself heavy, trying to put your weight into your feet, but it won't stop you.
I remember we went on a holiday in Grand Canyon and we was walking by and... And the more we walked down the canyon, the less and less people we saw. But the people we were seeing walking towards us, coming back, they all had like hiking gear on and robes and proper shoes. And I look at what we're holding. We're like, we've got a couple of plastic bags of our lunch in. And it's like, oh gosh. Then you start feeling the wind. Yeah, let's turn back.
Oh, I know what you mean.
We've seen enough of this canyon. We can see it from the couch, so come on, let's get back.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I did one of them in the Grand Canyon as well. Went out on one of those boulders that they don't really kind of say you should. But, yeah, it's, again, to conquer my fears and be strong on it. But, yeah, it's...
So many hazard signs, man.
Yeah, there is a couple. And then
at your own risk.
You get a little breeze and then you go, what am I doing?
Even that donkey over there is swaying.
Behind the line. The donkey's going, not for me.
Wouldn't have thought I'd go out today, nah.
Although, I should maybe leave this for the end because there's spoilers on screen, but I've got to say, if you haven't seen the new David Attenborough programme, which is called The Hunt, yeah. And basically, in the latest one, there's a polar bear knocking about on a cliff face. Yes. It's one of the deepest things.
We'll have to talk about that later!
Yes, save it, we'll save it. It's so good, so good. Right, the next thing that's trending. This week, I know, it was Equal Pay Day.
It was.
Which is basically, it's a kind of figurative day for when women basically no longer get paid to the end of the year, like, in theory, because of the inequality
in their pay. The point, yeah.
Exactly. I can't remember the exact figure, but it's a certain percentage that they're, on average, paid under men. So at this point, I think it's like 18%, at this point... in the year, they're essentially working
yearly,
for free.
Yeah, their yearly annual wage is done.
So a lot of women have been kicking off, and rightfully so, absolutely rightfully so. My thing is, if you're, even in theory, not getting paid anymore, your work standards should slip, ladies. It really should slip. You've got to start rolling into work drunk. You've got to start not showing up, you know. Just basically do what you want, you know. Taking extra long toilet breaks.
I'm basically off contract now.
Exactly. Not even getting paid. Just got a hip flask everywhere you go. Meeting clients, downing things. What's that? I'm basically not getting paid, so why should I?
I'll be claiming everything back on expenses. That's
absolutely putting yourself on gardening leave. Just like, yeah, not coming in. But to be fair, if you did actually do that, women just start going on really unprofessional from now on because you're not getting paid. By the end of the year, all the guys would be looking over going, I'd rather do what they're doing, thank you very much. I mean, they've got it all their own way. I'd rather be doing that.
I'd take that pay cut any day.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing what they like over there. Yeah, so...
She's just been at Winter Wonderland all day. I've been stuck in the office.
Beer and burger day down at Wetherspoons, and they're just taking it. But, yeah, or just break your Candy Crush scores. You know, you could do anything. Ladies. See, it's an opportunity to succeed, yeah. certainly, you know, on living on your Facebook as well. But, no, it's obviously outrageous. And I do find it quite interesting, the idea that there is a metaphorical day to explain the inequalities. Do you know what I mean?
I still can't believe it's 2015 and we're still having issues like this, man. It's the same with racism. It's like, it's 2015. It's like, what is... Is half the world still asleep or something? What's going on? It's like days like these kind of remind me like how kind of messed up the world still is, to the point for a lot of people still kind of being victimized in certain ways like that.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Maybe if it's going to follow suit as well, when you look at the inequalities in Stop and Search, maybe if you know, white guys could just head straight down to the police station and ask to be searched, just to even it up a little bit.
Excuse me, I haven't been searched in 3 years.
Yeah, I'm actually 13 by now, and on average, I should have been stopped 3 times, so over the next course of the next 3 days, I'll be heading in.
Just to let you know, I was high.
Yeah.
So technically, when I went past Sniffer Dog, he should have stopped me, and he didn't. So.
Absolutely. Just evening it up. But yeah, that's also been trending. But this next one is the one that's got me a little bit.
I saw the pictures of it, and it's so funny. But basically, there's a new kind of Tinder style app for people that want to fight each other.
Yes.
Called
Rumbler. Absolutely. It's being touted around as the Tinder for fighting.
Yeah.
So the essentials of this are that you have a profile on there, and people can look at your profile and say, "Oi, you. Oi, you. I want to fight you, Ardo." there's some beautiful quotes as well. It's being aimed at brawl enthusiasts. This is brilliant. Some great stuff. Some absolutely great stuff. So, there's also some quotes from Rumbler's developers. And this is the quote, okay? We've been recreational fighters our entire lives. And we're tired of the inefficiencies that exist when trying to find someone to fight. I mean, I love the language being used here. Like,
it's the best press release ever, man.
It's awesome. The language, though, we're tired of the inefficiencies. Like, they're coming home going, "Do you know what? I'm going to give up fighting.
It's just too much admin."
Do you know? But Jack, you love fighting. It's your recreational activity of choice. But I'm tired and it's just so inefficient.
Look at all this paperwork.
It's getting harder. It's not getting easier. Find people to fight.
Not back in my day. Back in my day, you used to just be able to roll up to the pub, join a fight, and you'd fight.
People wanted it. But another quote is, "Rumbler alleviates the trouble fighters have when searching for suitable opponents." It's just unbelievable. I mean, where to start with
Rumbler,
this?
Rumbler, sponsored by Millwall Football Club.
So the extra bits of information, they can also put their stats on there, which they could put like their height, weight, and fighting experience.
I've been doing it for like 2 years now. Two years, 2 months.
A couple of years Muay Thai, a couple of years boxing, know my way around a cage, skilled with broken bottles, can disarm. At this stage, I'm only interested in fighting world-class opponents. Brawler Dave, I'm not interested in you. You're a pub fighter.
I love the fact that if you could get achievements and stuff.
It'd be great if you get achievements.
After you beat them up, and then he's like, ching, and it just appears on your profile.
So the other thing is, you are also encouraged, right, to slag off the people's profiles to generate the antagonism before a fight. So you'll be like, "You look like a mug. Do you want to fight?" red doesn't suit you. Mug, do you want to fight?
You what? Move me back behind the Tesco in 5 minutes.
It's just outrageous. And, but, oh, it's on there. I will not have you talk about my appearance that way.
It's maroon, not red.
Exactly. I'm not a mug, you're a mug. So, and people can opt out. Oh, people can opt out of fighting as well. They don't have to fight. Because if you just want to be someone who watches recreational fighting, you can also show up.
Show up.
Yeah, like, I would never organise a fight behind a Tesco Extra. I'm going to show up and just see what's happening. You also get encouraged to bring people along. So there's a bit of a crowd to watch these recreational fights as well.
It's all about the community spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, you want people, there needs to be a lot of people there to watch when you're getting your head smashed in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, but... So, as a, yeah, this is like being billed as a Tinder for fighting, and it kind of touches on what Liam Finsbury was talking about. So, I mean, like, obviously on Tinder now, there's this super like aspect of it. Like, on this, on Rumbler, is there going to be like a super fight thing for like people you really want to fight? Like, I mean, I would have fought him, but I really want to punch you already. Okay? You're getting a blue fist, mate. Blue fist.
I just love the fact that you'd probably put on your worst pictures on the profile, the ones that make you like, I want to punch his face.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Look at his mouth. You've got the worst picture possible. Just like, it's like,
This is it. I mean, I don't know whether you, like, I don't know whether after a while, if you haven't got anyone matched, like on Tinder, if no one's matched with you after a while, you're kind of like, oh, that's it, I'm just going to die alone, you know? If you're on Rumbler and you haven't got anyone trying to fight you, would you start getting offended? Kind of be like, you know what, it's I've just worked it out in life, I'm just going to end up dying without ever having a proper fight. Might as well just buy a cat and fight that, you know? It's just brilliant. It really is. It just cracks me up.
I just love how his like his app is designed. It actually looks better than the Tinder app. It's like, oh,
looks great. It does actually make me want to sign up for just to watch. Just to watch.
Yeah, be a watcher first. Yeah, you but, can't just start in the brawling.
it's brilliant. So they tried to ship it to Apple as well, but Apple have said for some reason that they wouldn't have it in the App Store. But yet 300,000 people have already
downloaded.
Basically, yeah, wanted to sign up for this fighting. It's just fantastic, isn't it? Like fantastic, I say, a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It's just outrageous that this is what's now, it's now come to, well, complete Fight Club.
At the same time, it doesn't surprise me. I was watching a BBC Three documentary about football fans who go out and scraps, and that's what they love to do. And they like they don't even see the games; they just turn up at the match just to organise the fights with the different teams. And then when I hear something like this, it's like, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know whether if you got loads of matches on that would be seen as a good thing or a bad thing, because you'd be like, yeah, I'm getting loads of fights, but that also means that loads of people want to smash your head in. I don't know whether you could be happy about that, really. But
you can't even bow out gracefully as well. Oh, he's trying to leave the app. What about my fight?
Yeah.
You were supposed to fight me in December. You can't be bowing out.
Coming off Rumbler, it's a joke. It was good last year, not this year, though, now.
People are trying to fight me without signing up properly. Did I go through the official channels?
Just taking pot shots at me as I'm walking down the street.
I got bottled the other day, and he didn't even sign up.
So that is what's trending right now. That is what's trending. That was cool. Yeah.
Shall we stick a song on?
I think it's time to hit a song up. Yeah, definitely. What are you going for this week?
Oh, I got a bit of Currency today, featuring Marsha Ambrosius, who some people might remember from being in Floetry, who they just got back together, and I think they got a gig next month in London.
Reunion
gig, sold out. Tried to get.
Right. This is where having a radio station can come in handy. If you have any tickets for Floetry and want to give them to two other people, we could pay a pricey sum, not pricey. Then you are
ticket price.
Welcome to RRP. Yeah, absolutely. But no, this sounds great. So this is Currency with
Take You There,
Marshall Ambrosius. Here we go. Take you there.
Yeah. yeah, I made it. All of this hating, show's over, it's a couple bad ones waiting. Trying to get chosen, flown to an exotic destination. Smoking on something as strong as my vivid imagination. Don't see nothing wrong with love being naked. Out this world whips, my crib a space station. My life is a trip, my crib a vacation. Yellow gold, my lane. Coca-Cola, my man. Louis pouch holding that stank. Love, what you think? I came without it. Never that. Keep a pack of papers in my pocket. Applaud all my hot shit. In them hoes' mouths like gossip. Money old as Lugassi. Dollar clocker. Too late for doctors. This dead on arrival. Baby, recognize G when it's in her eyes, yo. Bossed up, nigga. This is what she ride for. Nigga pulling in that 2-0 Tahoe. Sunroof half open and my eyes halfway closed. It's a moving round. Here, baby, might see somebody famous. Niggas getting changed, but we won't let it change us. Check like this campaign, can't stop the rain. Have to put the top up on the bank, push lane. Slinging raps off my iPad. Thinking back when high times was a dime bag. We was smoking good, though it was all bad. Now I'm riding that burgundy with the tan rag. You ain't heard of me. A nigga guessing that your internet services ain't working too good at y'all pad. It's all good. I hand y'all the late pass. Bring you up to speed before it get to moving too fast. Back when I maneuver that Jag hard top coupe, I just know I was cooler than these little dudes out doing it. I was just being patient, pimping, perfecting my groovy. Sitting in a jacuzzi on that blue ray star face, nigga, thinking about music. Why pinning my newness? And my girl in the van with the mirror, wiping off Mac lip gloss, finna roll up a doobie. Sincerely yours truly, they can't do nothing with me, they can't do nothing to me.
Yes!
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Nice. That was a bit of Currency with Marsha Ambrosius. Take you there, and we're Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR.
Absolutely.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud.
I'm so tempted to do it again. guys, we are live and loud. Johnny and Arnell, FUBAR Radio. All of the above is true.
Yes.
That was wicked. I like that song.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marshall's got a really lovely voice.
Yeah, no, I like a bit of Getting Late. That was always a song for me. That was. Yeah. There's been two songs I used to... Back when, way before I became... Johnny. there were some days, there were some Valentine's days that I spent in alone, you know, started to get a little bit upset for myself, you know, started to think, oh, this ain't great. Watched it. Do you remember those MTV Unplugged sessions?
Yeah.
So one of them, Maxwell, was on. On Valentine's Day, I'm indoors, you know, just on my own again. And Maxwell comes on. That nearly put a tear in the eye.
If you're Maxwell and you got a gig on Valentine's Day, you are 100% going home with at least 10 females.
Absolutely, all platonic, of course.
What happened to Maxwell? Anyway?
He drives a bus. that's why he's going home with 10. That's the only reason. we don't want to draw assumptions on Maxwell. Blah blah.
What happened after that Valentine's Day is what I want to know.
and the other one was Flowetry. I watched their session and they sang Getting Late, and I tell you what, got some tear jerkers in there.
Yeah.
It's getting late. And I was like, oh dear, I'm ending up on my own. Luckily, life has proven me wrong up to now. God, how could I be so silly? I don't know if I completely answered Lee from Finsbury's thing about the Superlike business. Basically, on Tinder, I have used the Superlike, so that's a new aspect on Tinder where you can be like, I really like you more than just the average likes.
Oh, so it like flashes up to the other person?
It lets them know that you've really liked them, yeah. And you
rather than just liked.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. So I've used it a couple of times, and to be fair, I've had a couple of matches with them, but I don't know, I'm just getting fed up with it now. It's getting a bit like...
Did
the
it
whole
tell
thing.
You they've super liked you back?
Oh, I've had a couple of people super like me, which is good. can you blame them? Johnny. Super like geezer.
He's a super like.
That's a super like. I know a super like when I see one. No, oh, yeah. And so it's a right swipe and a left swipe, usually. Left, no, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Up if you're super liking.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame, that.
Oh, yeah.
Up in?
me in my wedding suit. You're going up, mate. You're going up in the world. Exactly. But yeah, no, I've said, but as I say, I'm just getting a bit fed up. The thing about Tinder is it's so faceless, isn't it? And you don't know anyone, and basically, it can be hard to actually progress into anything. That's the way I've kind of been seeing it.
Yeah, it's difficult, man. I haven't been on it in like a year and a bit.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll probably change my mind next week anyway, so let's leave it there. Email.
Ooh.
Beef Eater info. Oh, yeah. We did ask for information on this, didn't we? Is Tom at your service?
Oh, here we go, Mr. Putney.
Moira Cameron became the first Year Man Beef Eater in 2007. Oh. I'm smashing this today. Yes, you are,
yes,
Tom.
You are
smashing it.
And well done to Moira as well.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Let's not overshadow Moira's achievements in becoming the first Beef Eater.
Yeah, never mind Moira.
Once again,
it's not about Tom. It's not about the man.
Once again, giving the praise to the males out there. He succeeded. Yay!
Yes.
She's not even getting paid at this stage of the year. Who cares? So yeah, well done, Tom. That's quality, mate. If we need anything else, we'll give you a little shout because you're just on fire right now. So that was who was that for, by the way, the beef eater? Pamela. Pamela in England.
Pamela, yeah.
Yeah, you can be a beef eater. Just work hard, just like Moira, and you can do it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So there you go. Right, latest email. 360. I imagine if it was a 360, I presume we're talking console
Xbox,
related,
yeah.
Might have got his member snuck in the disc tray. Oh, dear.
Would have got a couple of red lights as well.
Yeah. Red ringed. I love my PS4, but not that much. And that's Justin in Kent. No, well, exactly. I love my consoles. I've never taken it that.
Yeah.
I keep it in the usual boundaries, probably. thank you for that, Justin. Computer stuff. PS4, Xbox One, Wii U. Shag, marry a voice. Eric in Leicester. Oh, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd avoid any. I got a Wii U and I like it. Like, I barely play it, but... When it does come out, it's fun times.
So we know which one you're sharing.
You who told you?
I'll probably go for Shag Wii U, though, to be fair. There's a lot of motions in there.
Can't go wrong with your motion.
I'll probably marry Xbox One at this stage because I've had one for a while and
well,
PS4.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah. Might as well make it official and I'll have to avoid the PS4, especially after what some people have been doing to them. So.
Yeah.
Is that the same setup for you?
I think so. You wouldn't want to buy a second hand one, I tell you that.
No, you wouldn't. No, you
why is this PS4 so cheap online?
There's a protective film over all the controllers.
Apparently, the warranty's voided.
Controllers keep sticking.
I can't go up!
Snacks. Oi, oi, Savaloy. What's your favourite late night snack? If you drop a kebab on the floor, how many seconds is it okay to pick it up and eat it by? Rocky asking for a friend in the drinks cabinet.
Ooh. Oh, depends if it's raining, Rocky.
Yeah.
I reckon. If it's raining, just leave it be.
To be honest, you know, I don't tend to eat kebabs unless I'm on a boozy one anyway. So if I've dropped him, I'm kind of like, that's the universe's way of telling me that I probably shouldn't be eating it.
I'm partial to a nice big quarter pounder with cheese and some chips on a night out to end my day.
And if you dropped it, how long?
Oh, If it was a couple of chips, I'd leave them. If it was the actual burger itself, I'd pick it straight back up.
Oh, would you? Dust
yeah.
it off.
Yeah, dust it, mate.
Yeah.
I waited 10 minutes for that to get cooked.
You gotta get that dirt off your quarter pounder.
Do you know how long I had to wait in the queue for that? And then, and the geese had to...
Exactly. You're not going
then
back up
there. Then I had
to
go back and put some burgers on. I'm not leaving that on the show.
My late night, I do like a chicken shish kebab, definitely. Not the doner. I was getting into a stage where I'd have a doner kebab or doner meat once a year. Oh. And it would usually be on Christmas Eve when I'd go out in my local club.
Isn't that tradition?
Yeah, and I mean, what kind of tradition is it when you're having doner meat on a Christmas Eve? But there's loads of bad traditions I've got myself involved in. But no, I mean, to be honest, if I'm dropping it, it's all done and dusted. I'm not having anything to do with it. I'd say if it hits the deck, unless it's hit the deck in the paper, because then it's good, it's not touched floor, then it's all done. That's my advice to you there, Rocky.
Would you cry?
It depends, to be fair. It depends how desperate it was.
Depends if you pulled that night.
Yeah, because if I haven't, really is the highlight. That's it. So there are some of them nights out where you just realise nothing else is happening. So with about 2 hours to go, I'm just thinking about a kebab already.
And then you're like, oh, night buses. Night bus, I was going to be another hour.
Exactly. Dropping your kebab, just howling at the moon. Why do you keep taking from me? Why do you keep testing me life? Rumble, I think it's Rumbler. Hello, lads. Would you rather have a rumble in the jungle, a tumble with the bungle from Rainbow, or a crumble, apple and blackberry, while you stumble and mumble home to your jumble? Phil in Cricklewood. Well, Phil.
I've definitely had a tumble and a moan on the way home.
I think I would probably go for a stumble and a fumble. That was an option. I made it up myself.
I know. Okay. Why did he put that in the email?
He's specifically left fumble out, but I've added it in.
Stumble. Oops. While I'm down here.
Mumble home to your jumble. I don't know what jumble is anyway there, Phil. So, yeah, definitely gone for the fumble then. A fish and chips. If you owned a fish and chip shop, what would you call it? Harvey and Stanwell. That's a good question, actually. I don't know whether... Because I think I've had... there's one called Fishy Place or something like that that is near to where I used to live.
I was going to say Fishy Betty.
Fishy Betty. Yeah. Good.
Fishy Betty.
Cool.
Yeah. It's got like a little play
on it. Got a ring to it, has it?
Yeah, Fishy Betty.
Yeah. Nice.
P.U.
Oh, yeah. Loads of people are coming into that shop.
You got a Fishy Betty? Would have thought it. Nah, leave it.
Absolutely. I don't think that shop's long for this world, to be fair. the owner's all over the gaffy, really.
Food stands have been round again. Yeah.
Even the rats won't go in there. Oh, dear. Or maybe I'd call it Time to Get Battered. Something like that. Some little play on Battered,
See, I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
Took my idea, played around with it.
Come up with something completely different. Yeah, you're right, actually. Oh, how do I do it? How does he do it, guys?
Magic. It's witchcraft, I tell you.
Yeah. I know, we're into our engineer section.
Oh, gosh, I totally forgot.
Yeah, like that. It's just magic. It is magic, real magic.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, we are. So, Londoner. So, this is the part of the show where me and Johnny answer real problems from real people and we give you the best advice that you're ever going to hear. And if you have got some... problems and predicaments that you might be in at the moment, then email us now, johnny9l@fubarradio.com, and we'll solve it.
Yeah, guaranteed to find a solution.
Guaranteed.
Holeproof. Send your emails in, guys, because we do run that A&E section on the hoof advice.
That's right.
So what's our first one this week, I know?
First one this week, problem number one. Recently, I was contacted by an ex-boyfriend of mine, which I went out with when I was 15 years old. He sent me a bunch of internet images to me of couples holding hands and slogans about not letting go of that special someone. I haven't contacted him in over 8 years. What does this mean? I think this is, I was thinking this one through. And I think it's like a detachment thing where like they, like some people, when they have like a, when someone leaves their life in some sort of way and they didn't want them to leave, they always going to have like an attachment to them.
Yeah.
And certain times of their life, they're going to either be reminded of that person or they're just always going to, whenever certain things happen, they're always going to think of that person.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what that sounds like. Because even like, even though you hadn't seen him in 8 years or contacted him or whatever, and you've basically moved on, there's still something there that is drawing him back.
Well, I think that, because I was looking at this earlier as well, and I think that, so there's probably two types of people, like in terms of your exes, right? Like, there are the types of people where when you come to an end, you're like, that didn't work out, right? So. There's one type of people you go, that didn't work out because they just were not right. Mm-hmm. They just weren't the right people at all. But then there's also the kinds of people who you think, it's not necessarily that you weren't right, it's that at that time, in that situation, it was never going to work with us. But in another situation, in another time, there's no reason why we couldn't work out, you know what I mean? And I think that with those people, you always leave it open one way or another, don't you?
Your door's like, always half open, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, and you might not do it, you might not act on it, but you think, well, it wasn't a disaster, you know, and I would, you know, potentially look into that situation again at some point if it ever occurred again. But
do you think it's fair for someone to do that? Like in terms of like just out of the blue, would you do that to someone 8 years down the line, just say, thinking about you, rah, 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 here's some messages.
Do it all the time, mate. Absolutely all the time. Yeah. I don't care, yeah. I just like to stir the pot every now and then, and fire into people who haven't heard from me in ages, just like, hi, how you doing? They know what it is. I know what it is.
They know the deal.
Absolutely. You don't see me crying off if I don't get a message back, but, you know, just put something out there.
Well, if I drop my kebab on the floor, it's going to be hell to pay.
To be honest, though, I just think, especially when you're single, life gets pretty boring, doesn't it? You know, you've got to add a bit of excitement, and sometimes you've got to stir the pot yourself. Ooh. And you just got to just literally be like, here's a message, fire it in. Oh, no, because the thing is, I've had it where it works out. Sometimes, a lot of the time, it doesn't. People just don't bother getting back to you or whatever. Like, sometimes you'll just fire in and they'll have boyfriends or whatnot, and then it's fine. You don't pester.
Yeah, but
at the end of the day, sometimes you connect with them and it's the right time. It's happened a couple of times and something comes from nothing, just messages on, like, Facebook or a random text, and you could stir things up. And obviously this guy sounds like he's trying to start something back up.
Mm-hmm.
And you've really just got to, you know, this person has to really look at it and think, you know, did anything happen that was so bad that I couldn't even consider it now? Do you know what I mean? What has he been, you know, and the rest of it, I guess, the thing about it is, right, when you think some of these people end up going on Tinder and stuff, they're meeting random people, right? Yeah. Random people who they've got no connection with at all up to now.
And they're hoping that they might find something that will work with them.
Yeah, and that might well happen. They might well meet someone from one of these strangers who they really click with. But some of these other people you've got with, you know that there is something, or like a basic, at least unless they've changed dramatically, you find them attractive or... you know, you have a basic level of being able to get on, depending on why they broke up. So it's not the worst grounds in the world to kind of... The thing is, I think a lot of times people feel bad about going back, what they perceive to be going backwards, you know what I mean?
I think they perceive it as being like a going back in lifestyle sort of thing, where it's like, oh, I've been there and done that, does that mean if I'm going back that I can't do any better sort of thing?
Mm.
I think that's what some people kind of see it as. But like, I agree with you in terms of, if you know that, if it depends how the relationship ended, but if it ended in a place where it's like, 8 years down the line, that's enough time for things to have happened and people to have grown up, become much more mature about things, And if there is still some feelings there, why not try and investigate? Yeah.
Now, I mean, we've been absolutely really good there and gave you obviously solid advice, but it's our job to also be a little bit lighthearted and make fun. Now, just the language used here again really gets me. He sent me a bunch of images of couples holding hands and slogans about not letting go. He sounds like an absolute mug. Sending memes of people going, don't let go of that special someone. I ain't seen you in 8 years, mate. You ain't that special. Don't lie. I'm all right without you.
Here's a meme for you.
Yeah, he did. Send him some memes back. Yeah, there you go. Don't go back for anyone who ain't worth it. Just have a meme off.
meme off. He'll get the picture.
Exactly. just some big quotes from like Plato and stuff. Don't go back with someone who you ain't spoke to in 8 years. Plato.
Picture of him with his.
Yeah, exactly. Scratching his chin.
Scratching his chin.
I wouldn't.
Socrates says, no.
Not for me. Not for me, fella.
Not for me.
Definitely, just say, I can struggle to explain what I've been doing in the last 8 years in a normal way, so I'm just going to send you a song and just send them M people moving on up. So I'm moving on up, I'm moving on now, never going back with you.
Time to break free.
Not a chance, Sonny.
That's mad though. Has anybody ever done that to you? Just like come back into your life, just out of the blue. I know sometimes it happens on Facebook and stuff, like you get added by an ex and stuff. But has someone come back into your life like, oh gosh, totally forgot about that person?
Yeah, once or twice. People wearing their ugly hands. And it's so obvious what's going on.
Look
as well.
Who's come back with their tail between their legs.
The thing is it all becomes like this game of chess as well with your exes and stuff like that. Like, no one really wants to put cards on tables too much and stuff like that. Mm. And like this person, rather than actually say to this girl, like, oh, I'd really like to. They've done it in cryptic form, you know what I mean? And you always get people like that.
Decipher the meaning.
I mean, it's not hard to work out, is it, mate? It's pretty literal.
Holding hands.
Yeah. Just so he can say, if someone comes back with the in the meme off, he go, oh, sorry, I've sent that meme to the wrong person.
All right.
Sent it to someone I was with 6 years ago, not 8 years ago, whatever.
Well, it just says that the person's just not, kind of, either not mature enough to say their feelings, or they're too scared to put their feelings on the line, like you say. And so they have to kind of do it in cryptic deciphering ways. It's like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Some people do it through songs as well. They send like songs and stuff. It's like,
listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, I've been known to do that in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Never, you know.
Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah. Exactly.
Listen!
Listen to the song and tell me.
Don't just sing to the chorus.
Listen to the song and tell me what you hear. Johnny. What are you getting from that? What are you getting?
There's only 2 seconds of the song.
So, on loop. It's like wine tasting. What are you getting here, right? Some berries.
Don't spit out.
Some nice notes. Good aromas. Some good strong messages there.
Good strong messages.
Oh, dear. So that is bulletproof advice.
That was, yeah. That was a good problem, that one.
We've also got some more here in our A&E section.
Right, let's go.
So this was via email. Linda, dear. Hello. Sometimes my boyfriend likes me to talk to his thumb.
Ooh.
He calls it Mr. Percy and says when he's had a hard day at work, it helps her unwind if I talk to Mr. Percy about his troubles. I find it a bit weird, to be honest. He says it's perfectly natural. What do you think, Rosie and Clapton?
I've actually heard of someone doing a similar thing before, but they do it with, like, a teddy bear.
Really?
Like, but they do it with their kids instead.
Yeah.
So I see it as a thing. He hasn't grown out of it. But, like, some people, they do it with their kids. That, like, they have, like, issues at school. So rather than, like, sometimes they feel they can't tell their parents, but it's like, so they say, yeah, why don't you tell Mr. Tuggles? And then the kid will tell Mr. Tuggles how they're feeling about school life and stuff like that.
This can't be real. This is outrageous.
Talk to Mr. Tuggles.
This has tickled me. I gotta.
You're just imagining some girl just like, she's like dressed up all nice for him.
You're on a date with Mr. Percy tonight. Little kiss, please.
Yeah? Will you tell Mr. Percy to put Debbie's hand in the wallet and buy 4 mil for once in a while?
Mr. Percy's furious. He wants to fight. It's fun war time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I declare
Percy fun. Declares a fun war. He's won again, hasn't he? Stop being rude. When he's had a hard day at work.
I definitely think it's for some people they have trouble kind of conveying their feelings like to that person directly. So they do it through like a, I guess through like a, what would you
call it?
Yeah,
you get a totem.
Do it through a totem, yeah.
But I understand the kind of psychology, but like for an adult to be doing this, I presume Rosie is, because he's saying he goes to work. Mm. So unless he's in a child factory in child labour, like,
he's got a paper round, isn't he?
Exactly, making Primark clothes. He's probably got a job of age, and he's just saying he's got Mr.
Sounds like
Mr.
he's got Percy. a deeper issues there than just the work. To me,
like all of these things, though, if you can deal with it. Then, you know, to be honest, I would think this is a joke and I'd start laughing.
Literally
be like, yeah, absolutely. Geezer, what's going on, mate? Luckily.
Put your thumb away.
I'm refusing to talk to Mr. Percy now, okay?
Mr. Percy's having a tough time. He hasn't clipped himself in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
He's let himself go.
Mr. Percy let himself go. Needs an haircut. Absolutely filthy.
Absolutely. What have you been up to, Percy?
I have sympathy for you there, Rosie. That's a little bit out of my comfort zone, I'd say.
Yeah, but my thing is, if it's working for you, then obviously I say try and wean him off it, and like kind of keep talking to Percy, but then also try and begin to start just talking to him, and then gently push Percy out. So he's just directly talking to you, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I think you could definitely...
Or get rid.
Or just call it a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Too weird.
Yeah.
No, you could just genuinely say, look, I find it a bit strange. And see, if he's like, really, I have to do this, the only way to cope, then you obviously have to make that call about whether you can deal with it or not. But it's a little bit...
If he's opening up to you, then it's obviously working. Mm. But you just have to kind of wean him off it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want your wedding day to turn up and Percy's walking down there in his little suit.
Hold on. Percy's having second thoughts.
Dressed the thumb up in his dicky bow. Dear, oh dear.
Could you imagine him doing the best man speech?
Can you say, I do?
I do!
Percy's doing the best man speech. Everyone raise a glass.
Yeah. You've had too much, Percy. You're disgracing yourself.
No, I need to get a few things off my mind, that's all. There's a few things I've seen in this relationship that you lot haven't seen.
Yeah, exactly. Rosie's got her head in her hands. Don't do this, Percy. No, I will do it.
Not now.
I will do it, Rosie.
You said it was a safe place to talk to you.
You're all sweetless and light now. This is a farm's world. This is just for us, isn't it?
It's just for us. On a serious note, Rosie, I say try and wean him off it. It's clearly working. You're getting through to him, but at the same time, make sure you kind of push him out and let him grow out of that.
Maybe get him onto the teddies. That's less weird. You know what I mean? Get him onto a doll. An action man or something. Just say, this is Percy now. And he wants to... I'd rather talk to an action man on the phone.
There's definitely a name for this sort of thing. I'll have to... We'll have to get Tom to look it up.
Tom
for Batman.
Tom, get your Google out.
Get your Google out, Tom. I'm pretty certain there's a name for using kind of totems and stuff like that to talk about your true feelings and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right, next problem. There's loads of them. It is A&E now. Big problem. I think I've got an addiction that is getting out of control. Can you help? I'm really, really into Richmond and can't stop going there just to look at the station.
I've searched on Facebook and Match.com for people called Richmond for me to be friends with. I might change my name to Richmond. What advice do you have, Stella in East Ham?
It is a nice area, but I don't think it's that nice.
Mm. What's the fascination with the name there? You know, that's quite a...
Is it the name or the area that she's got the fascination with?
Well, she's trying to find people on Facebook to be Richmond. Friends with and Match.com to...
I don't think people... Well, working class people don't call their kids Richmond, do they?
No. No, but Richmond could be a surname as well, can't it?
And it's yeah,
like,
you can, yeah.
So Barry Richmond's in luck if he pops up on Match.com or something.
Could do like a random thing, like on Facebook, just type in and see whose surnames are Richmond and start befriending.
Well, that's what she's doing.
Oh.
No, that's what she's doing,
oh,
yeah.
What she said.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and just hanging around Richmond by the station.
Just in a hope that Richmond will be there.
Wow. I can't say that I've... necessarily come across this one before, which doesn't... You shouldn't worry, Stella, in East Ham, but on the same note, I can't say I've heard this one before.
Hey, Stella, I say you should get yourself up to Cockfosters instead, Piccadilly line.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And you're more likely to find someone related to Cockfosters online in, on Match.com.
100%.
Absolutely. absolutely, yeah, yeah, that's a better station. Isn't it? Can you get Richmond biscuits? No, that's rich tea biscuits, isn't it? Yeah. Rich, I don't know. Yeah. In general, yeah. Or you could, if you're really, really that taken by it, deed poll, change your name to Stella Richmond.
Yeah. Yeah. That would probably be better. Or if you're an actress or something, you know, make it your equity name.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. People might ask questions, though, and you haven't really got any. Usually people do like their maiden name or something like that, and they, you just have to explain that you're obsessed with a word.
She would be a very happy lady if she did find a guy with a Richmond surname and married him, though. That would be like a fairy tale thing for Stella, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Fairy tale
true.
Ending.
Absolutely.
It would be. She'd be like the happiest person.
It wouldn't matter even if he got her to talk to his thumb. She would just be down with it.
She'd be talking to that thumb all day.
Talk to Mr. Richmond. Not a problem. Okay.
Just sit him down.
Not before we get to Richmond Station, thank you. Yeah, no, different. I mean, if you really want to get over it, Stella, then I'd just say, just force yourself out of it. That, yeah, force yourself out of that thing. If not, deed poll may be the only way to save you.
Ooh, there is a Richmond.com there.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, just seen, there's a Richmond.com.
Stella owns it.
Oh,
definitely. Problem, will I always be single? Answer me that, Chris, London. Yes, Chris, the answer is yes.
Sorry to say it, mate.
Yeah. No,
someone's
it's a girl.
Have to take
it's a girl.
Oh.
I think it's with a K, yeah. No, you won't. Of course you won't always be single, Chris. You have loads to offer, okay? You've just got to get out there and make yourself the best Tinder profile imaginable.
Exactly. For starters, you're listening to J9L, so that says you've got good taste.
Yeah, I've got good taste.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Good name
is
as well.
Chris?
Good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know. There's, at the end of the day, there are people out there looking for people just based on their name, as we've just discussed.
Exactly.
So
there's
strong
someone
name.
Out there looking for a Chris with a K.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what you're looking for. Basically, Chris, I guarantee you can get someone. Guarantee.
Yeah.
Whether they're of quality or not, I don't know. It depends, you know what I mean? But I reckon because you've got good taste, you probably will. So.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I think people really start out to be picky. And then I guess... You have to kind of realise that most things you have to kind of compromise on. Compromise might be a weird word, but there's some things that you just have to say, yeah, you know, I can put up with that.
Yeah, we ain't trying to say you got to get rid of a minger, but, like, they might just do some crazy stuff, you know what I mean? You
might
just
talk to their family every now
and
then.
Yeah, exactly. Just chill out. Get on with it.
Rosie's dealing with it.
Exactly. Listen to some of the other problems around here, Chris, and you might realise that being single ain't so bad. You won't always be single. Definitely not, Chris.
Definitely not.
Help me.
Ooh.
My boyfriend says I give him a new name and he'll change it by deed poll. What name should I give him? Sam in Weybridge. Well, as long as it's not Mr. Richmond, Sam, you're going to have him to yourself. Otherwise, you're going to have Stella popping in.
hello, hello.
I wouldn't mind knowing his second name, because I love those names where, like, you know, like...
they rhyme and
they make sense because, like, Max Power and things like that, you know. And there's a footballer called Justin Credible. That's wicked. That's the best one for me.
I think Powell is probably the best surname. Like, my last flatmate, her surname was Powell, and I was like, don't you dare change it when you get married, man. That's like, people are going to marry just for that name.
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't want Power as a surname?
I'd get married to her and take her name.
Johnny Power.
Johnny Power.
Oh, gosh.
Johnny. Power. You're listening to Johnny Power right there. Start talking with an American accent. No,
no, it's an amazing surname. I was like, don't ever give that up for some other guy's rubbish name.
But that's the thing as well. Like, you know, like named like based on trades like Baker and, you know, it's obvious where they've come from. Where has Power come from? It's a geezer at the electric company or something like that.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. You need to keep that name.
Yeah, and obviously if his name's like King, you obviously you don't want him calling Wayne or anything like that, you know, that kind of stuff. You know,
best to leave that.
Yeah, we'll leave that there. But I'm just saying, you know, it's basic, but it's true.
Just think about your names before you give them to your kids. Eh?
Yeah. But I'd like to know his second name there, Sam, before we actually put a name out there. Otherwise, I'd just say something like, go old school and just be something like Fred or like Arthur, Albert.
Oh, it's been a long time since we've seen an Albert and an Arthur.
Yeah, some of those old ones.
Yeah. Archie.
Archie, yeah. I've seen a couple of Archies. Mm. You can still find them.
Can't find a Richmond's, huh?
No. Greg's. What's your favourite thing to order in Greg's? For me, it's got to be sausage, cheese and bean melt. I do like them, actually. And that's from Bob in Norwich.
I like those lattices that you introduced me to like a couple of years ago. I was like, wow. I was like, these are delish.
What, the Madras ones?
Madras lattice.
Awesome. Delish. Yeah, oh, Sam's got back.
Oh.
His surname is Niblock or Niblock.
Oh, yeah, that's got to change.
Yeah. Do you know what? We should play a song and definitely get back to you there, because we've got to get a song on anyway. Mm. We'll get back to you on that, Sam, and then we'll definitely give you a name. Okay, right, this song next is... I've been listening to this guy lately. It's a real blast from the past from me. It's John B, and it's Don't Talk. Here it comes.
For a second on the balcony, scoping you down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks, and that ain't right. I thought you can handle it on your own, but you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on, don't talk, baby, just move with me. Take a seat, baby, got you in the dizzy. On you, and I know you feel too. Tell me that's alright. Pardon me, I'ma back up and be a gentleman. And if it's really real, then you can tell me when. And that's when she pulled me close and said, do it again. Come on, don't talk, baby, just move it. It's like
Oh yeah.
I might be tipsy, baby, but I'm not tipsy, baby.
That was a John B. Yep. Don't talk. You're listening to Johnny and Inell, and we're live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. It's Johnny and Inell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Before we went into that song, someone asked kind of a name for this for a boyfriend who's got a surname of Kneeblock. go for call him Tyrone, and then you can shorten it to Ty. And then it'll be Tiny Block. So, thank you.
Sorted.
Don't test me, otherwise that happens. Thorough. Tiny Block. So, yeah, perfect. Thank you. Any laughs from the gallery on that? No? Right, well done. Brilliant. Cheers. Underappreciated here, really am. we've actually had... we've got another email here right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's grabbed my attention because it's been called Mr. Percy. hello. That's so weird, that person that emailed about Mr. Percy. My girlfriend likes her little toe to be called Miss Charmaine. I have to chat to her when she's in the bath or watching Emmerdale. I thought, and in some ways still think, she is nuts. But she's hot, so I'm sticking with her for now. I feel for Percy's partner's pain, and that's from Noel.
There we go, Noel. See, it's a common thing.
What is
Charmaine
going on?
Sounds like she's got attitude problem,
though. Yeah, there we go.
Talk to my toe.
Exactly. You know I'm hot, you will do it.
Oh, gosh, she's got power over him, you know.
Don't make me get out of this bath and leave you.
You want to sleep on the sofa? Because yeah. Charmaine says you best chat to her during Emmerdale.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Charmaine,
how many people are using their fingers and toes?
There's quite a few people out there, man.
Absolutely, that's going to be some terrible breakups out there.
Yeah.
It's not me that wants to leave it. It's Percy's told me.
Yeah, you best hope that like Charmaine looks good though, because if that toe looks manky, then boy, you don't want to be having chit chats with that all the time.
A manky toe, athlete's foot halfway around.
Oh, Charmaine's suffering at the moment.
No, Charmaine's got a faroka on her forehead.
Charmaine's going through a tough time at the minute. She just needs to. Just talk to her, that's all.
She let herself go. Thanks for that one, Noel. This one, nuggets.
Mm.
How many chicken nuggets do you reckon you could munch through in one sitting? And that's Sarah in Brighton.
Ooh, well, I'd say about 10.
Yeah, I mean, I'd easily do one of them. Mm. You know, some days you can just be on one, like food-wise, and just want to power through it. I've been on them and it can get really out of hand.
We did used to, there was a, my friend used to live right near McDonald's, and we used to be around his house late night, but it was 24 hours, so we'd have to go to the drive-thru, but we'd walk because we didn't have a car. and he'd figured out a thing where if you ordered four nuggets, two boxes of four nuggets, it was cheaper than getting like one box of eight.
Wow.
So it was like, yeah, can I get 2x4 nuggets?
Yeah. And again, eight please. No,
2x4.
You heard me right the first time.
That's how we used to play it.
Because
it was, for some reason, cheap. They stopped doing it now. But he used to always roll out. And we used to take the mick out of him. He was like, yeah, 2x4 nuggets.
Just showing off my maths.
Why don't you just say eight? No, it's cheaper if you get 2 to 4.
I'm not willing to do the multiplication. Just give me 2 of the 4s.
Yeah. 2x4, yeah? Give me what I asked for.
Yeah.
No, why is that one box of eight? I asked for 2x4.
I did not ask for you to do the math, solve this equation for me.
Did I ask you to solve it, though?
Yo, solve this equation. Solve this equation. Why is that more expensive than that?
Exactly. Until you change the price, I want 2x4.
Saving cardboard anymore. So, yeah, I reckon I could do at least 10, with the right barbecue sauce, McDonald's barbecue sauce, of course. That would just be wolfed down at least. And the answer to the Greg's one as well, from Bob in Norwich, I definitely think, I love the sausage and bean melt, but like, I know that Madras one they had was just lovely.
That was a winner, man.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm in trouble, I'll maybe get a baguette. But yeah, that sausage, cheese and bean melt is
bang
on.
Do they still do the Madras? Or was that just limited edition thing?
I think they've wound it up, to be fair, which is a shame.
And they realised they couldn't afford it.
No, exactly. They always... What, don't you hate it?
In dress around.
Like, don't you hate it in restaurants when the one thing that you like, the one thing you go in for, they just suddenly stop doing?
Mm.
It's ridiculous. In Sainsbury's, right, they used to do, like... They got this deal on to do, like, stir fries. You get noodles, the veg, and then the sauce. And they used to do these Singapore noodles, which were really good, and they just stopped doing them. And they've got the crap noodles now, and it's not good enough, and I don't even have it anymore. So, if you're listening, Sainsbury's, okay, sort your lives out.
My ex used to do a similar thing. If we go to, like, a restaurant, and, like, we'd try and order something, and they didn't have what they had already ordered, we'd, like, oh, let's just get up and leave.
Yeah.
Already up, we cracked open a bottle, already eaten some of the bread on the table, and some others, like, nah, let's get out of here. And I was like, wow! I've never been with someone that was, like, willing to just get up and
willing,
go. And
willing,
like,
to steal.
Yeah. run!
Do a runner from an open bottle of wine.
Down it first. Yeah. Might as well.
Exciting, wasn't she?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. Don't know why I didn't last.
Yeah. Right, we are now onto our blast from the past section.
Woo!
So, obviously, this is where we take our buzzword and we talk about the stories that makes us think about, and we're going to play a couple of songs that are related to those.
That's right. And today's buzzword is swimming.
Slash water.
Slash we'll water.
Do. Yeah, yeah.
Slash water.
So, this buzzword for me has got... Well, it makes a few things come up. Most of them involve me nearly drowning. the first time I nearly drowned was... Well, I remember we went to, like, one of those Haven holiday parks, and I could not swim at this point. My older brother could swim, Adam, but my younger brother, Zach, me and Zach couldn't swim. And we went to, like, the swimming pool area, and they had, like, some big slides, which were just, like, you know, it was just too much for me at that age, about, I don't even know how old I was, but I was like, oh, my God, there's a slide, oh, my God. And basically, me and Zach walked in, because obviously you had to get changed in a separate thing to where my mum was. So we came out, me and him, we saw the slide and we're like, we've got to go, and just ran over, jumped up the slide, went down, and then realised halfway down that we actually couldn't swim and it's into the deep end. So basically what happened was me and my brother started just bouncing off the floor, like, because we were essentially drowning. So we were falling to the bottom of the floor and then having to bounce back up and go, then back down to the bottom. And then jump off the floor again and come back.
Why don't you turn back? Here we can't.
Literally, we're just bouncing up and down in the deep end, right? And basically, the lifeguard is up there, and my mum at this point had come out and realised that, and she can't swim, or she couldn't at the time, and she'd realised that basically two of her sons are drowning in front of her, and she's screaming at the lifeguard, look, they're drowning, and the lifeguard's just looking around, like, he's just like, nah, I'm not getting involved. He just wasn't looking at us. But my older brother could swim, so he dived in to save us, but he only could get one of us, apparently. So he got my younger brother.
One of us had to go.
Exactly. you hang on to things in your life, didn't you? But it's literally,
never,
you know,
forgived him.
This is one of those things that you say to someone as one of those questions that people can't answer. Both your brothers are there drowning. Which one do you save? Oh, I can't answer that. He's made his choice. He's made his choice earlier. Early,
and
very
he never
early.
Said sorry.
Absolutely. I know where I stand. I've got to have my own back in this world. He's basically saved my brother's life, pulled him to the edge. I'm still bouncing up and down like I'm on NBA Jam. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's just outrageous. And then I had to be saved by some random, like, girl who was obviously of an older age at that point, who literally saw me drowning in the... I didn't have many more bounces left before the walk.
I was two more bounces and that was it.
There's going to be some water in the lungs, no question.
Still is?
She'd come over to drag me to safety, and I was literally, like, just rattled, and we had to go in the paddling pool for the rest of the day.
Oh, the warm pool.
Yeah, exactly. You were in there.
Oh, Johnny, you were.
little bit of green, yellowy green around you. Didn't want to go in there, so I had to get out.
No, don't worry, it's just a kill ring. Stings your eyes, you better have your goggles on.
You've been drinking apple juice in that paddling pool. That's one of the times that I nearly drowned. I also, when I was older, I went travelling. I went to Australia, went to Thailand, I nearly drowned a couple of times there as well. One time I went to Laos and we went down a river in Laos because there was this thing you could do called tubing at the time, which is basically you go on a rubber ring and then you go from, you literally go float. It's not really regulated very well. It's not like, you know, that safe. And we were cruising down with, like, it's like a lazy river and you get pulled in at different times by ropes to go to different bars and, you know, it's crazy. So by the end, you ended up drunk, like, on a lazy river. One time we decided to go down this river without the rubber ring, which was cool, like, in the deep parts. We were like, yeah, this is great, yeah, just cruising down. And all of a sudden, you go through these, like, rapids, and, like, there's just rocks. And to be honest, like, I only realised how bad it was when my mate in front of me started screaming, and he's like, ah! Like, he's getting cut up and stuff.
Oh, I better sober up.
But you can't stop yourself. You're like, no, trying to stop. And all of a sudden, you start getting bouncing off these massive rocks. Oh, he ended up cutting his foot, had to go to hospital, cut the stitches. So I didn't, you know, just let you know how it ended. But I also went to, when I was in Australia, we went white water rafting. And there was this one point where you get out the rafts and there's like a little waterfall, and they basically say, like, go over, you got a life jacket on, go over the like, it shoots you off the waterfall, you go down, you go underwater, and then you come back up. And I remember my mate, who's massive, he's like a bodybuilder, right? You obviously know, he went first, and he went off and he went under, and they were like, right, everyone count. Everyone count before he comes up. And we're like, right, Dom's going to be up soon. One, two, three, four. All of a sudden, we're like, 11, 12, 13. Four. All of a sudden, he comes up. And he starts, like, shaking his hand, like, and we thought he was going, oh, that is wicked, like, look, kind of wicked sound. And he said afterwards, he was going, no, don't go. Don't go. He's like, cut it, don't go. So we all shoot off the edge. It got round to my go, like, because everyone was so out of breath, they couldn't tell you to not go. I went, and I went under, I shot off the edge, I went underwater. And you go deep, you know, when you go deep, because
you're pushing you down, isn't it?
And your ears pop.
Oh,
man. Yeah. And then I'm like, right, okay. I just start getting back to the surface. I got a life jacket on as well. Splash, splash, splash. Okay, where is that surface? Keep going. It's dark. Looking around, I'm like, it's dark down here. Like, sunlight's not getting down.
How far did I go?
And then after a while, like, I'm under for like 10 seconds. I'm like, where is the surface? Literally, once again, by the end, it's like 14 seconds. I'm coming up like, like, I thought it nearly took me under, basically. Really did. And that was the, oh, yeah, and the last point on swimming water that I will say is that because of the hair that I've chosen to have, I have this terrible affliction where if I swim funk crawl, right, my hair gets wet, and unless I've got a proper headband in, my hair gets wet and then droops over my face. So, you know, when you swim, like, got your head underwater as you're swimming funk crawl, when I go to turn my head out, my hair droops over my face and essentially waterboards me. It is so...
Torturing yourself.
It's so unappealing when you've got a grown man swimming. He swims about 5 strokes and comes out like...
He never got his blue belt in swimming.
I have to get out. No, I'm not doing that again. But those are my swimming water stories. And that has made me think of a wonderful song by Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools. Here it comes.
Wanna take...
Oh, there we go.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people want to kill their sorrow, some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up. Filling up my cup, I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me,
Why you baby sitting only two or three shots? I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch you all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Forward.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrives. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you baby sitting only two or three shots? I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Forward.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Frank.
Faded, Frank, faded, Frank.
Oh, I like that, I like that, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You are listening to Johnny and Arnell, and we are live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Fantastic stuff, and that was Kendrick Lamar as well. Swimming pools.
Absolutely. So that is our buzzword this week in the Blast from the Past section, INL. It is swimming/water. What does that make you take it away? What does that make you think of?
Well, your story reminded me of one of the first. I hate drowning. I'm not a very good swimmer.
Oh, I'm like everyone else who loves drowning.
Oh, slap it. I'll tell you what, you ain't lived until you've had a bit of a drown.
But my first memories of going swimming was of drowning, where I was like a little baby, and I can remember it. I was only like 3 or 4,
yeah.
And my mum was holding me, and I had a rubber ring on. And for some reason, like she was just like dabbling me in the pool. And then I think someone threw like a float over, and so my mum went to go throw it back. Obviously, she let go because it's fine, I'm in a rubber ring. But as soon as she let go, I sank through the rubber ring. And I just remember like being underwater. Like for me, it felt like I was underwater for like 30 seconds. Or something. It was probably like 2 seconds. But like, for me, like at that age, I was like, and I was like, oh my God, this is it!
This is the end.
I've only just started.
I'm too good to die in a leisure pool in my life.
I know. And she brought me up, but I can always remember it. That's like from that first memory. I was like, oh, I hate it. And I remember I had a similar story to you. I used to grew up in Tottenham, and Tottenham Court Road, like not Tottenham Court, sorry, Tottenham Green opened up a new leisure centre with a swimming pool, and it had a massive like slide on it. And it was great because my mum took us there, and like I'm playing in the kids' pool with my mum, and my older brother, because he could swim, he's like running, going off into the big pool and going on the slide and stuff. And all you could hear the entire time of when you're playing in the pool was people splashing down in the, off the slide. And then every time I'm looking over, I got nothing. I'm just like paddling away. And my mum's like, look, waves. They've got waves, look. And I'm like, yeah, but look at that. Every 10 seconds, you get in something. I was like, oh, I want to go on that. And I'm like, oh, mum, can I go on it? And I was like, no, you can't swim. You can't go on it. No, but it's not deep. Look, that little boy went on it. Yeah, but that little boy can swim. No, but mum, yeah, I got it. Well, all right, let your brother take you. And my brother's like, you're going in. He took me up there. And he goes down the slide. And at the top of the slide is a guy, one of the lifeguards. He's at the top making sure people, like, go one at a time sort of thing. And he's like, and he sees how small I am. And he goes, can you swim? And I was like, yeah.
He says, can I swim?
Yeah, please.
Come on.
Do you know who you're talking to, mate?
You see me tearing it up around there in the paddling pool.
You should have seen me in the pool the first time I went swimming. I was doing lengths, all sorts, back of all. And so I go.
I was a water birth.
Oh, bony water.
That answer your question?
They call me Flipper. So I go down the slide. It's amazing. It's going fast. And then right at the end, my legs lift up. But because my legs lift up so much, I literally go in upside down. And I go in upside down, and I'm like, okay. I'm swimming, but I'm swimming downwards. I'm swimming away from the surface, and I can't swim anyway. So I'm just flailing along, trying to get, and I can't find the surface. And I was like, oh, it's that same memory again. I'm drowning. And the lifeguard does nothing. The lifeguard doesn't even say anything. I'm literally just like, oh, no. And all of a sudden, I just feel something underneath me, and then I'm just getting lifted up, and it's my brother. He saved me. He literally jumped in, swam underneath me, and pushed me up.
He knew what was going on.
He knew.
The lifeguard's looking down, going,
like, leave him, he can swim.
But lifeguard's going, well, he wants to tell me how much he can swim. Let him swim.
Let me see.
Let him swim.
Hey?
It's always the lifeguard's fault, isn't it? That's why I ask these
asked
questions.
Him. Hey, leave him.
If you lie, you end up dying.
That's it. Let there be a lesson to him. Huh? He's going to remember that. And I have.
Yeah, point proven.
But we used to go swimming in for the schools. And because we used to go to the swimming pool that was near our school, there was lots of different schools that used to go there in the mornings. And there was a school before us. And because there were so many schools that went there, they put loads of chlorine in the water to keep it kind of clean because there's so many kids, and it would sting your eyes out like crazy, and you'd hate it. And I was like, but the worst part about it, because there was so much chlorine, it would really dry you out. So by the time you'd get back into the changing rooms and stuff, you'd be drying off. And then I just always remember the time I just forgot my cream. I didn't have no cream on me, and I just remember coming out of school, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be ashy today. All day I'm walking around so dry. You know when it just really dries you out, and you're like...
Like a gargoyle coming to life.
You're literally looking around, and like, all I need is some moisturizer. I just need a little bit of cream on my lips. Just sat somebody, please! But my earliest memory was... Because my mum used to take us young, we had to go into the changing rooms with her because I was too young to kind of go in the boys' ones. And I always remember, like, I hate going in the girls' changing rooms. He used to make a massive deal about it. Nowadays, I'd be like, yes. Yeah. and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely not ready for girls at that age. It's like, I'm definitely not ready. But it reminds me of the tune Jay-Z, Girls, Girls, Girls. When he's just sport for choice.
Absolutely. Here it comes, girls, girls, girls.
Je t'adore, je t'adore.
I love you. I love all you. For real?
I love girls, 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 I do adore.
Yo, put
get your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off top. Yeah. I got the Spanish chica, she don't like me to roam. So she called me Cablon, plus Mighty Gone. So she likes to cook right, so she likes me home. I'm like, un momento, mommy, slow your tempo. I got this black chick, she don't know how to act. Always talking out her neck, thinking a finger snap. She like, listen, jigger man, I don't care if you rap. You better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. I got this French chick that love the French kiss. She thinks she's Bo Derek, wear her hair in a twist. My Shetty Amore, 2A Bell. Mercy, you're fine as fuck, but you giving me hell. I got this Indian squad, the day that I met her. Asked her what tribe she with. Red dot of feather. She said, all you need to know is I'm not a hoe. And to get with me, you better be cheap. Lots of dough. Man, that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black. That's fried chicken, curry chicken. Damn, I'm getting fat. A roast capollo, French fries and crepe. An appetite for destruction, but I scrape the plate. I love
girls, 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 girls.
You'll put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on tour.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the floor.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2 zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll. Come on. I got this young chick, she's so immature. She like, why you don't buy me Reeboks no more? Like to show out in public, throw tantrums on the floor. Gotta toss a couple dollars just to shut up a holler. Got a project chick that plays a part. And if it goes down, y'all, that's my heart. Baby girl, so feral, she been with me from the start. Hit my drugs from the knocks, hit my guns by the park. I got this model chick that don't cook or clean. But she dress her ass off and her walk is mean. Only thing wrong with mine, she's always on the scene. God damn, she's fine, but she parties all the time. I get frequent fire mileage from my stewardess chick. She look right in that tight blue dress, she thick. She gives me extra pillows and seat back love. So I had to introduce her to the Maha Club. Now that's young chick stewardess, project and model. That means I fly rough early, plus I know Tavo. That means I'm new school, pop pills and stay in beat. But I never have a problem with my first class seat. I love
girls, 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 girls.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off tour.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2 zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll. I got this paranoid chick, she's scared to come to the house. A hypochondriac who says ouch, she's born whipping out. Got a chick from Peru that sniffs Peru. She got a cousin that custom that gets shit through. Got this weed head chick, she always catch me doing shit. Crazy girl, wanna leave me, but she always forgets. Got this Chinese chick, had to leave her quick, cause she kept bootlegging my shit, man. I got this African chick with Eddie Murphy on her skull. She like, nigga man, why you treat me like animal? I'm like, excuse me, Miss Boo Boo, but when I met your ass, you was dead, broken, naked. Now you want half. I got this hoe that after 12 million sold, mommy's a narcoleptic, always sleeping on hold. Got a tie the back of her head like Deuce Bigelow. I got so many girls across the globe. I love
girls, 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 girls.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on tour.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2 zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
Got girls, 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 girls I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at me when you come off tour.
Or flick right on
love
Tinder.
Girls, 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 girls.
Girls, girls.
Johnny. Sorry, I thought it worked well at the end there. You listen to Johnny and Inell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Yes.
Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, and we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, there's only a couple of minutes left. We have got a couple of emails. We would like to get to everyone who's emailed in, so. Xmas. Xmas is coming. Where do you stand on sprouts? Could you eat them every day for a whole year? Harry in London.
One or two, if it was every day. Otherwise, I don't mind sprouts too much, but I can only handle a couple.
I do like sprouts, but yeah, not every day. Not for me. It's just just over the top, really. Nice one, Harry. similar Percy problem. This is way...
yeah, another one.
How many of these people are coming out of the woodwork? This is way more common than you think.
I told you.
Wow. My friend's boyfriend calls his little finger Ninja Bill, and his...
Ninja Bill!
And his big toe, Pixie McQueen. Luckily, he's just happy getting Ninja and Pixie to chat amongst themselves. Doesn't mean any outside of the
room. That's a separate issue.
And doesn't get her to do it. She's never asked why he does it, as she doesn't want to have to speak to them, Lydia and Kent.
Oh,
nice
God.
One for that, Lydia.
Thank you, Lydia.
Wow, this is becoming right, isn't it?
I'm telling you, man.
Got one more? Jumping.
Ooh.
Who could jump higher out of you two, and how high can you jump? Could you jump over a fence, Jimbo and Kenzel?
I used to be able to jump high, then I did my leg in. So I think you might be a winner on this.
Nice one, I'll take that. I won't argue with you. I can jump quite well. I'm slower than what I used to be, though, but I could definitely jump still. Could I jump over a fence? Like, if it's the knee-high ones, yeah, absolutely, I could
see you. Back before, I used to be able to spring over those. I'd be like, yeah, vault over those. Nowadays, it's like, let me check it.
Yeah.
let me analyse the situation.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
Oh, can I walk around?
Yeah, I'll ring the doorbell.
Yeah, it's fine.
To get my ball back. There we go. Right, I know we're at the end of the show.
You what?
Oh, dear. Guys, we've got a massive thanks for everyone who's got in touch with the show today. We do love hearing from you.
We do.
In general, we're on Twitter. You can follow us. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
I'm at Inel, I-N-E-L.
And we're at Johnny and Inel. We're going to be back here next Thursday at 4 p.m. Make sure you tune in. Till then, have a great week, won't you? Bye-bye.
See ya.